you know, that kind of shit. They don't give a fuck about the house. Like, you can...
That shit's in the cloud now.
I think you care about your house being burned down if you don't have insurance, bro.
A house being gone is crazy, right, bro.
Like, not get nothing back.
That's what people being a little too heartless online, bro. Like, they're rich. They'll get it back. And I was like, bro, it's not even about the house. Like, we can get another house, my nigga. But like, everything I have in this is my home.
Yeah.
I don't got no time to take
nothing
out.
This is my kid's comfort zone. This is my kid. Like, this is their memory, my memory. Like, it's more than just a house. And then how people was acting with the Hollywood ones, it was like, Hollywood's burned to the ground. I made a post about it, you know. I was like, people think of LA and they just think it's just a bunch of actors and actors. There's just normal, everyday people, hardworking people here, just like any other city.
For sure.
Like, Hollywood is a small percentage of what LA is. Like, a very small percentage of what LA is. And it's just like, y'all.
And that's just a representation of it on TV.
Right.
And you think it's evil because you're not here.
They also have to understand only 2% of Hollywood really makes money.
Right.
Else.
The biggest houses in LA I've seen are not actor homes.
Right.
I've seen this dude own 30 dry cleaners here. Straight up Asian dude, good dude, own 30. He's like, I have 30 dry cleaners. And I said, he did. And I said, you got 30 dry cleaners?
And he paid.
And he's been there for like 60 years.
Just a hardworking dude.
He's like, we started small. We just kept on growing. He's like, nah, I'm in these hills, bitch.
And then, not like y'all just said, they're not only just taking Hollywood, they're taking the elite of Hollywood and judging everything off that. Most people are struggling actors, struggling comedians, struggling. Like, what are you talking about, bro?
All this shit that's been going on, strikes, AI, like all of this, the industry, COVID, like, bro, it's
just the people outside looking at it.
Yeah, when you don't live in LA and you're not from LA, you're very ignorant
to what goes on
in LA, in Los Angeles.
And then, like, what I'm seeing is, as far as like the community efforts and stuff like that, like, that's real LA.
Right.
Like, when people talk about like LA, immediately got together. Yeah. It's like, nah, clothes, food, donations, they out here volunteering their time. Mm-hmm. And that's what LA is actually like.
Yeah.
That's a community effort. I went around Pasadena, Altadena, and I see people outside everywhere donating. Yeah. Getting shit together, organizing people, making sure folks got masks. Like, that's what the fuck you're supposed to do.
Right.
And that's the part that they're not going to show. They're just going to be like, well, these rich people just lost their cribs. And it's like, these people are not rich, bro. These people been here for decades.
My cousin lost her house.
Yeah, I know people that lost her house.
They've been there 50-something years.
That's gone.
My homegirl that I went to college with, her family is from out there. They lost everything. Like, we know a bunch of people that lost stuff.
And and it just happened so quick. Like, bro, they had no time.
Pasadena also has a different sense of community.
Yeah.
They're very hands-on.
Yeah.
They were out marching during Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Pasadena
seemed nice. It seemed like a nice, wholesome place to live.
It is.
It's crazy how often I don't go to Pasadena, or how often you don't.
You know what I mean? I never go over there. Yeah.
Think about it. It's a city you never really go visit if you're, you know, you're not only the Ice House, and that's about
it. This is a little too far.
It's too far.
Burbank is like the cutoff.
That's the cutoff.
Yeah.
Nah, you got to do
Burbank is a little further up,
parade.
Like in the
You got there early.
If I'm not going to the Rose Bowl, you know.
That's what I meant, the Rose Parade. That's during
Thanksgiving. Yeah, I don't go out there.
That's New Year's Day.
That's New Year's?
Yeah.
I think the last time I was in Pasadena was because we had to, all four of us was out there, so we had to go for something.
Every now and then I'll hit the Grove. I mean, they got their own version of the Grove. What is it called? The Galleria?
Yeah.
That's Glendale.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
You know what? I still don't go to Pasadena. Yeah. Glendale.
that's Glendale.
Yeah, Glendale.
We went to Pasadena because we took the boys to some dinosaur exhibit thing, because Kendrick is Dinosaurs McGee. So we took him there. And then the time before that is when our movie came out, Yasher's movie. I go to Pasadena to see it.
Good. Colorado Boulevard.
Other than that, I don't be out there.
So Glendale's the cutoff.
Yeah. I don't even go to Glendale like that.
Not like that, but I'm saying it's further south.
Comedy, you know what I mean?
Glendale.
And when I lived in Burbank, I frequented Glendale.
Yeah, Glendale. Yeah.
They're pretty close.
Yeah, the best. That's some of the best Mediterranean food over there.
But like, and I don't even go to Burbank like that.
Yeah, I used to hike at Eaton Canyon.
Yeah,
it had a small little waterfall, but
the crazy part about it is when you're traveling and there's like sometimes you'll see a crisis going on in another state or something, and we just be like, oh, that looks bad, that's crazy.
Yeah.
We don't really feel it,
right?
And that's what I was feeling when we were traveling. They would be like, oh man, I'm sorry for what's going on in LA, but I was like, oh, had to goddamn evacuate.
The news makes it all look worse, but it was bad.
It was bad.
I don't even know if the news could really show it felt like.
Yeah. It burnt the whole city down, bro.
Over there.
Mm-hmm. I was like,
Like, bro, the news would make everything look bad. It would be like, oh, we haven't seen winds. Like, people out there faking, blowing away. Nah, this was,
shit was crazy. I couldn't even show it. Like, I was trying to record a video of, like, how strong these winds were. And I was just like, I can't.
They said some of them was up to 800 miles an hour.
The wind was hitting the day we came here and did that issues. That's when I was like, my car was swerving on the freeway. I was like, it's windy as shit.
It knocked my fence over.
Where my kids played the baseball, it had blew the trees down, knocked down all the power lines. Like, that wind was insane.
And I thought it was going to be some. I remember I was driving downtown to record with Dion. And I remember we were on the pod and we were like, I was like, yeah, man, there's a fire somewhere. I was like, you know, it's just getting rich people right now. I thought it was going to be mad small. That whole night, though, they couldn't bring helicopters in.
That's why it got out of control.
The wind. It had a whole night to just burn and spread. Yeah. And so you woke up the next day, you were like, damn.
It was the wind, because I was in Costco, and the lady was like, did you hear about the fire over? And I looked, and it was, at the time, nobody was really tripping.
There's always a fire.
Yeah, so nobody was tripping.
It was growing.
Right.
But those winds were so crazy, and they couldn't get in to stop it, and then
I've never seen it that windy in L.A. Well, in 15 years of living.
It was literally a windstorm, so I was like, okay, let me look it up. And I looked it up, and
it was like a dry hurricane.
San Gabriel area, Pasadena, got hit really hard last time, and I think it said 2011. I wasn't here, so I don't know what that was like.
Yeah.
Then the Palisades fire was first, and that shit was jumping. It was like 200 acres, and I was like, okay. Then it was like 400 acres, and I was like, oh, shit, 1,000 acres. And I was like, yo, this shit's moving too fast.
Yeah.
And then the wind kept picking up, and then my neighbor was like, are we going to be all right? And I'm like, what's going on? Like, it's just windy over here. She's like, no, there's a fire in Altadena. And I was like, are you serious? And I was looking at that, and that shit was like 200 acres. And then when I left at like midnight, it was like 400 acres. And I saw it, and I was like, yo, this is fucking crazy. And I left, and I wake up, get on the plane, and it's like 6 in the morning, and it's just like 1,000 acres. And I'm like, this is not good.
Yeah, that's when you start to get worried. Yeah.
And then it just kept growing. And I'm all the way across the country now, and I'm looking, and it's like both of them just keep growing. And it's like 0% contained. These houses burning up
just, for a while.
That's been hella long for days.
I moved over here.
I don't think people know the fires are still, like,
they're still burning.
I don't think they get that. That is because
containment doesn't mean that they put it out. It just means that they got a perimeter around it so they can start putting together.
And,
like,
and in some places, they're just letting it burn itself out because
they can't fight
it. It's nothing over there anymore. So they're just like, well,
and
just
every
let it burn.
Week we keep getting wind, by the way. Like, last night we had winds up to,
it was crazy today.
Yeah, 50, 60 miles.
This is my, I think, third fire over here.
Yes, because I was last one.
I was here in the last one.
In 2020, when I stayed over here, we had to evacuate because it was on y'all side.
Yeah, it's on ours.
And I remember I was like, if it crossed the freeway, we done. Like, this whole, everything was smoky. That was the first time I went through a whole, like, well, okay, well, I was prepared to lose everything I had. I grabbed my laptop with the boys' stuff on it. We grabbed some birth certificates and stuff like that, and we just packed up and left.
I was pretty calm this time. I had my little exit.
Because we've been through it before.
Yeah, but I was like, you know what?
I forgot my fucking documents, bro. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I was like, laptop, hard drives, already packed it back because I'm traveling. All right, fuck it. The smoke is getting to my apartment too much, man. Let me get out of here.
Yeah. I just stopped. I grabbed my Bible hose.
Yeah, I think I felt like you. I was very calm, but I think it's because I've been through it before, and I just already mentally prepared. Like, it's just stuff. Like, when I was looking at my house, I'm like, it's stuff. Like,
you can get it back. Yeah,
I can get stuff back, but I need. I have all my kids' stuff on a flash drive. I grabbed that laptop. Clothes, and I was like, you know,
I wasn't too. I remember, like, looking over the hill, right? I'm close to, like, you know, the hills, right? So looking over the hills, man, when I saw that red smoke cloud, I was like, oh, I said, if this thing reaches the top of this hill, we got to go.
Yeah.
But I was like, it still had to go really
far. It was
far
because you're looking at the one.
What's
talking about the Kenneth?
No, the one that's coming up through the Palisades.
So, oh, you're in, like, in the Encino area?
Right. So, yeah, I'm in Tarzana. Yeah. Oh, okay. So it had to, like, come. I was like, it still had to burn a long way.
Yeah.
But once
it
hit that golf course, it was like Bunyan Golf Course, something like that. It's really
near
close.
Near Getty, like the Getty Center?
That's on the other side. You have to come. It's
like
deeper.
You're talking about UCLA
Lake Balboa, kind of?
Yeah, but up the hill.
Yeah.
You got to go, like, So, it's like, It'd be pretty much kind of where Ben is, but it's, like, all the way up the hill.
Yeah, you know, because he had to.
But that golf course is in his backyard for the most part. So, anyways, I was just watching that smoke cloud, man. And I remember, like, that first day, it was getting closer. I mean, I went into the grocery store, bro, and came back out, and it was bigger. I was like, I was here for 10 minutes, dude.
Yeah.
But it was mad windy. But I was like, we're here for 10 minutes, and it's worse. And I was like, all right. That's why we kept a close eye on it. I was like, man, I was like, this thing hops this.
The highway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, by that time, dude, it'd have to go all the way back down the hill, cross Ventura, Burbank, and then and then
it was a lot to get to us, you know. Luckily,
it was a lot, but it's still watching it. We can only watch it. Yeah. It felt like, oh shit,
it was moving it's fast.
Yeah, and then what sucks too was like, you know, I'm at the gym and we get that alert. The alert go off, so the whole gym goes off. So, you know, it's different when you not in your house and it's just the wife and kids. So the panic, I'm like, guys, relax, you know. It's by our house.
But you know, I stopped taking calls from people out of town because they were more panicked than I was. Like, man, I can see the fire.
Yeah, I can see it.
I see it.
Yeah,
and it comes over. I see it coming.
Is that your house? I'm looking at it.
I caught myself because I was getting annoyed, and I caught myself because I was like, you know what? I appreciate your concern.
Yeah.
Like, thank you for reaching out. So that's why I made a video saying I'm fine, because there were so many things coming in, and I'm like, because I took my video down immediately. I took a video of the fire that was by the Kenneth one.
Yeah.
That's the one I could see from my house.
Right.
I took it down immediately because the comments were pissing me off already. You got to go now, blah, blah. I'm like, you don't even live here, bro. You don't.
Yeah.
And then, so I was just like,
don't make me more scared than I have.
I just, and then Cotty was already getting on my nerves, kind of. Yeah. And then I'm talking to my homeboy, and he didn't got into it with his wife because she's doing the most, because they live up the hill from us. And they was just like, all
right. You got to let women, this is the good thing about women, bro. They got to let them go, right? like I live, this is my mom and yo, right? So they're packing bags and they're doing all the stuff. You got this, we got that. I'm just like, you just got to let them. Hey, if something happens, we're good.
Yeah, we're
I highly doubt it. Yeah. But for me to be like, you guys, I was like, let me just.
And the only reason why we ended up.
You're just watching them pack?
me and Izzy were having a great time. I was like, they're busy. Let's go have fucking fun. That was great.
We packed up hella stuff, blah, blah, blah. And Cotty was like, we're just going to go to your mom's. Let's just go to your mom's because, like, I don't want to get caught. Like, what if we have to evacuate and there's traffic everywhere and then, you know, we're stuck? And I was like, all right, just go ahead and go. So she left. She was like, you coming? I was like, I'm about to eat. And then, like, I ate. I watched an episode of Family Matters. Like, I was like, I'll meet you down there. But the only reason why we left, honestly, is because when they called the school off, I said, well, the kids ain't got school. Let's just go. My mom's.
Wait, was there mad traffic leaving?
No, nobody on the road.
No, they probably didn't have an evacuation.
No, we didn't have.
Oh, it was clear.
We got the first warning.
Okay.
And so I just went as an excuse to go, let's go see Nana. So for me, we weren't leaving.
Yeah.
To like, I was like, well, the kids ain't got to go to school Thursday, Friday. They have no games on the weekend. Let's just go visit my mom. So we ended up going having a, you know, barbecue. But
nice,
like, we just went.
Ride down.
Yeah, we just went to hang out for the weekend. Like, if my mom, let's say I had no family that was that close, we wasn't leaving that house.
Right.
I was just like, well, we just gonna chill until we have to leave. But since we had somewhere to go, I was like, well, let's go hang out for the weekend. And then I came back that Sunday, did chocolate something. You know what I mean? Like, it was.
Oh, no, yeah.
I think I'm the only nigga in Silmar because everybody's like, Silmar, I thought of you.
Yeah. I only know two. You and my old neighbors.
I only know you.
Yeah. I only know Craig in Silmar. It used to be just you and you and Craig.
And then the, you know, the church. But I don't know the people. I just start going this month. So I don't know them.
Yeah, I'm new.
You didn't go Sunday?
I didn't go Sunday. No, I went New Year's, yeah.
I went Sunday again. The allure of Stevie wore off, though.
Oh, for real?
The kids saw him again. They was like, there's Stevie. And they didn't care. I was like, y'all so L.A. kids already, bro. They did not care, bro.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, they didn't care. The first time they cared.
A harmonica he plays.
Yeah, they was just like, they was more excited when I said what's up to Rail because he's in that new Dogman movie.
Okay.
So I was like, what's up? You driving by, you know, Chocolate Tonight? He was like, nah. And he was like, is that the guy from Dogman? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, Kendrick, that's the guy from Dogman, the chief. So they was more excited about that. But that's going to blow over, too. Like, they get so used to it. They be like, all right, bro. Like, we don't really care. But, you know, but we did go. Two
in a row. Good job.
Not two in a row. We skipped last weekend.
Last Sunday. Well, it was fire, right?
No, we was, yeah.
It was a fire weekend.
It was last weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we skipped last weekend, but
we're gonna try to go. Fire weekend,
you know
fire
what I like, weekend, but it'd be in and out. That's what I like about it. It'd be in and out.
Yeah, they're pretty accurate.
His sermon was about 30 minutes.
Have y'all been in a natural disaster before? Is there a time you can be like,
yeah,
the big earthquake,
89 earthquake, yeah. Earthquake.
89 earthquake.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Earthquake. That's the craziest thing I ever seen in my life.
Me too. That was crazy.
What? Where was it? What? Like
in
what
the bay?
I was really I was in Alameda at the time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But like, what was the? Is that the one that hit like during
the whole? I think
World
the
Series.
Yeah,
or
yeah. yeah.
The
World it destroyed Series. Battle of the Bay.
Oh, it destroyed the bridge. Okay. It destroyed. Mm-hmm. I'd never seen. I saw the street going like this, bro. Mm-hmm. Like it was insane.
Yeah.
Like the streets were like doing waves. Coming down like you, and I was laying on the ground. I laid on the ground. I was screaming. And my brother was holding onto a pole, but he was still fighting his action figures. So he was like, and my dad ran outside and just, we lived in an apartment at the time. So the cars were going like this in and out of the stalls. So he just kind of grabbed us and just pulled us to the side and then waited. And he was trying to get in contact with my mom because I forgot where my mom worked at the time. But he was just trying to see if she was alive, if the building broke, whatever.
Yeah.
And we came back in the house. The only thing that broke in the house, some stuff had failed, but a candy dish broke. I remember that because he was like, damn it.
That's pretty good.
I remember the candy dish broke. The World Series. I remember the news kept showing how the World Series got messed up because the stadium cracked or something like that. Yeah. Mm. And but I just remember, I'll never forget the streets and the cars moving like
that.
Who
won that year? The A's? A's pulled it off, yeah.
Because they got the people felt like they cheated because of the delay, they got to pitch Dave Stewart again. And what's his name again?
Yeah.
So they pretty much did a, you know, when Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling, but with rest.
Yeah.
So they just, and they was like, that's cheating. They had to, you know, but it's like, nigga, the city
crumbled. You had the same opportunity.
I mean, yeah. Was the you was
not as good
put
pitchers
your
start,
put your starters. Well, I mean, but still,
they were cold, cold.
Yeah, but still, I go like, hey, man. Just,
did it hit Vallejo hard?
I was in Oakland at the time.
Oh, okay.
I lived in East Oakland in the hills. Oh, we got hit with it hard.
Yeah,
yeah, in the hills.
That bridge break.
The bridge broke.
It collapsed.
Yeah, it collapsed.
People died.
Oh shit!
And in the maze, people on there? That maze where you go to like Emeryville to like where you split off, we can go to San Jose. Hayward and all that, and Emory, that whole maze broke and it collapsed, and that's where people died. And that's because we frequent that maze every damn near day.
Wait, wow. The maze, the Caldecott?
Say it again.
The Caldecott Tunnel?
Yeah.
So it's like Cypress Street.
Yeah.
Viaduct? Is that
the? Yeah, because the Caldecott is how you get in and out from where we're at, like where I'm at, and you know the Contra Costa. You got to go through this tunnel, and then on the other side, that's where Berkeley, Oakland, everything is. So that tunnel, if that collapsed, there's no way to get to the other side.
That's insane, dude. To die in that tunnel, to die on that bridge, bro.
And that's what my dad was freaking out about, was like he didn't know if my mom was coming home from work at the time. So he was just trying to get in contact.
Did
they
ever get those people out that water?
I don't know if they went into the water because there was a bridge under it. So you know what I mean? It collapsed, but the way it used to be was there's one,
you
right,
go this way on top
and then that way.
This way on the bottom. So the people on the bottom got crushed. So those are the people that are coming back.
Yeah.
Man. So if you're coming from San Francisco to Oakland, if you're going out, if you're going from Oakland to San Francisco, you're on the top.
I didn't know that.
If you're coming from San Francisco to Oakland, you're on the bottom.
Yeah, I remember. It was always weird. Yeah.
Because I hated it as a kid.
Yeah,
especially like, after the earthquake, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it at all. They changed it now. Now it's just one.
Now it's just one. So now you know how the Warriors, what their logo looks like? That's what the other bridge looks like now. Yeah. So there's no underneath anymore. But I did not like coming
now
under
this. Now you can see it on the other side. They're going this way. Mm-hmm. And
so the most amount of deaths came from that.
Yeah.
From the 42 bridge?
42 people died because of the collapse of the bridge.
Oh,
bridges would be on like every day.
Dang, dog. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing too about a natural disaster.
Yeah, see, it hit at 5 o'clock p.m. So that's when people coming out of work.
I was doing homework.
They said luckily the traffic was light because of the game was on.
Yeah, because my dad was freaking out. Like, oh, shit, she was coming home, you know, yada, yada. And
I'd have been panicked, too.
But I remember we weren't freaked out like that as far as with our mom concerned. We were just like, maybe we just didn't get it, you know what I mean? But I remember my dad.
How old were you?
Because
I was like 8. I had to be 8.
Bro, I'm 89. I'm 4?
Yeah.
4 or 5?
Like 8, yeah.
And so my dad was freaking out. I just remember that. And then he finally got in contact with her. But Now knowing what I know now, he probably was like, I'd raise these kids by myself. Shit.
Damn you, woman. God damn it.
But we just didn't get that mom was in trouble like that. We
didn't understand how dangerous it was.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to either as kids. You're not,
Yeah, it was just a scary earthquake, but I didn't get that people had died. Yeah, I didn't know.
I had to tell Izzy how serious the fires were because she was like, there's no smoke. Can we go out here? Can we do this? Whatever, whatever. And I was like, hey, listen, there are people who are dying right now. I was like, the smoke, the air quality is not bad. And I know she didn't get it. She's 5, 6, or whatever.
Right.
But I really had to talk to her. And I was like, you see all this? I was like, these are people whose pets have passed away. These are people who are in there who can't get out of it. I was like, it's a really serious thing. You got to take this seriously right now. And then she started crying.
You went too far?
Yeah, I put a little. Because my voice changed also.
You tried to get serious?
Yeah.
You made her sad.
It was too dramatic.
You went too far.
Yeah, I did too much.
So I was,
I was like, listen, hey, look at me, look at me.
Did one of those, you did the look at me. Yeah, she felt it.
You got to see right now. My voice is here. It was the.
I was trying to avoid that.
Yeah.
So I was telling the boys, hey, you know, I was trying to keep it light.
Yeah.
But I think I kept it too light because they were the opposite. Yeah. Every time we got another alert, they were like, time to go. And I was like, no, it like almost like they were excited about it. I'm like, bro. So I'm trying to tell them, I was like, y'all realize if we do get this alert and they come this, like, we're homeless.
We're losing everything.
Like, yeah. And they was like, is it time to go to Nana's? Like, they didn't. I was like, you know, you'll be in a different school. Yeah. Like, we have no home.
Yeah.
And they just.
It's huge campus.
They was just kind of like, but I didn't want to get like
for
deep.
Kids, not my monkey, not my circus.
Yeah, like
you're the one that's gonna have to deal
even
with
even the bag
adult
they packed.
Shit.
I said, yeah. I said, boys, I had to repack their bag. Kylie let them pack their own bag.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like, Izzy has grab some
what are your toys?
Toys, nigga. Keelan grabbed some plays he had drew from Madden. I said, you can draw these anytime. You don't need to do this.
That's hilarious.
Wait
bro.
A second.
Yeah, little Bill Belichick.
Wait a second. Hold on now. That's important, bro.
That's funny. Because
Ben Johnson just went to the Bears off of making up some plays.
He just,
that's
he
important.
His little plays, his little lineups, his playoff matches. That he, I was like, hey, Keelan, you can redo
no,
this.
No, he can't, bro. Then the vision, how are you supposed to remember this?
You don't need this.
That's why
bro.
You got to write down the plays. Hey, no, he's right for that.
Then Kendrick had one bag full of just animals. And I said, sir, you have to take the stuff. Then the clothes they did pack didn't even make sense. Keelan packed all his Christmas clothes, right? Just his jerseys. And then three pair of drawers. And seven pair of socks. The socks and drawers didn't even match up.
You can see. You can get more socks.
It was what
and
was important to them.
I was like, what
are you doing?
At least he grabbed drawers, though.
Kendrick grabbed one pair. I was like, what do y'all think? Y'all never getting dressed again? What do you.
Hey, look.
Cotty grabbed all sweats and hoodies. Closet full of clothes.
Yeah.
I said, oh, so just because we about to be homeless, I mean, you need to look at it. Nigga, like,
she got comfortable.
She got comfortable, only comfortable clothes. I was like, y'all wild as hell, bro.
No, man.
With all the earthquakes and stuff out here, the biggest. That seemed like a natural disaster was the Rodney King burnings.
Okay.
Shit was burning up in the middle of the city.
Yeah, and I was in LA.
And people, yeah, and it was wild going outside. Yeah.
Where were you at the time?
I was off of Pico and Fairfax.
Mm-hmm. How far is that from when all that happened?
It happened everywhere in
yeah,
LA
that's in the mix.
At once.
Pico and Fairfax?
Everybody just
that's LA. Started.
No, but like, where did they drag dude out that truck? That's the scene I remember.
That was off of
Crenshaw, wasn't it?
No, that was off of like Hoover and Florence.
Yeah, where by my granny.
I just remember, and I still don't understand why they grabbed homie out the truck. They were just
anything white.
Like he was just
anything white moving.
Yeah. Reginald Denny.
But yeah. It was like how they say it will be if there was like a bomb or something went off.
Yeah.
People were like, stay in your houses. Yeah. And you went out. You didn't know what was going to happen. Everybody was running out trying to raid the stores.
Yeah. We watched that one
groceries.
From TV. But yeah, my family was here.
For the safety of our home in Michigan.
Yeah. We were out there trying to grab everything. Batteries. TVs. We took a Street Fighter
looting
game.
Seems like a fun time.
It was
it
so
does.
Close, but it felt
I
so
want,
far
I
away.
I
want to
go
being in the Bay. It was like, man, LA, they down there.
It didn't feel far because my family was
you were still connected. Yes,
yeah,
we're connected.
But they,
yeah.
And they was out there.
Yeah.
Nigga, we got a couple TVs.
Hey, man, something happens. You come back with a whole, like, the.
Seen Fedco. We tried to get a video game, but then.
Yeah, they was out there.
They were like, what are we going to. My friend was, dad was a judge, so we couldn't bring it to his house.
Yeah. Ooh.
was in the Nation of Islam. Couldn't bring it to his house.
That's a good question from
what's
Star.
What was yours?
I've never been in one.
Yeah.
Even in the
Midwest, no colds.
Yeah,
snow,
I mean I've been in car
accidents.
How
your little dusty bastards ain't had no real travesty.
I've been in car accidents because of like ice and stuff like that. Nothing like major. You're gonna slide. You just know you're gonna slide. Like it's gonna happen. So, but nothing, man, I can ever think of. It's really safe in the Midwest for the most part. Like you start going south and there's tornadoes and stuff. Like when you hit the like Nebraska, Kansas,
stuff like that.
Missouri. But Michigan, man, it was just winter. You just stayed inside.
Y'all ever been in a hurricane before?
Hell no.
Nah.
Yeah, I've been in a typhoon in Japan. It was worse than a hurricane.
Yeah, those are
it was
tsunami
real.
Or
no, it was a typhoon.
Typhoons is that's essentially a hurricane. Yeah, this is a hurricane that takes place in the Pacific Ocean.
Okay. It was crazy though. I never felt it was like you know, you go out, you'd be like, I'm finna go play with this wind and see if I could play with it. And I went out because we had to, we were stuck there for like an extra 10 days. And I went outside to try to be like, and literally almost took me off my feet.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm gonna get the fuck. Like, it was for real.
Yeah.
The fact that we couldn't move around and all that stuff was crazy.
Did they, was it like,
you could see, you could hear all the sirens and all that stuff. Because we were on base and still weren't really safe. Bro.
Yeah. I'd have freaked out.
Dead on, Amir. They're about the same thing.
York. Yeah. That's the one you have to tape the windows. We all had to sit in the hallways with our heads down.
I'd have freaked tornado. Out.
Is that a tornado?
That's what usually tornadoes. Hurricanes
in New York, so that's right off the water.
Wind
so
and rain, thinking, right?
I probably had a hurricane.
But the way New a York hurricane is long, like, right? A hurricane is so damn big. It's a storm that lasts for days that's basically can encompass a tornado or, you know, and high winds. And the weird thing about a hurricane, like, the first one I ever experienced was 2003, and it came over, right? And then it was like, it was bad. Knocked trees down, power was out, we didn't go to school, all the whole nine. Now, we're kind of inland in Virginia where I was living at the time. And then it was like, one day, you get the eye of the hurricane. And this is where it's clear. Mm-hmm. It's like nothing's going on. Mm-hmm. But on the perimeter of it is like usually the worst part of the storm. And so it's like clear. We got a clear day. It was like, all right, we went outside. We able to look around and stuff like that. And then it was like, all right, we got back like two more days of this shit. Like, we got to go back in the, you know, go back inside and buckle up for, you know, some more shit. Like, it was crazy. Like,
the hurricane sound worse until biggest, you got some other earthquake.
What's the difference between hurricane and tornado?
Tornado is just one thing.
Yeah, tornado's inland. Right. Hurricane's on the water.
Hurricane comes off the water.
It's raining and it's, you know, everything.
A tornado can happen on the water.
Typhoon is what, both?
That's typhoon just is in just, the water. A, it's just another hurricane. It's another word for hurricane.
It's pretty much just hurricane. Because
hurricanes are known. Yeah. Hurricanes are.
It is pretty much what it was.
Hurricanes are known for, like, how we know them, they happen on the East Coast because they come from. They usually come off like the coast of Africa.
Miami and all,
where they come up, the way the water current works, it goes up.
Okay.
So the water comes from like the equator, essentially, and then it goes up. So hurricanes go up that way, and they build up in the Gulf and the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
A typhoon does the opposite because the current goes in a different way.
Oh, okay.
In it kind of goes from the top
of America,
to down.
You mean?
The Gulf of Mexico.
That shit is so ridiculous. Like, what does that change? It changes nothing. Like, what? Why?
Yeah.
It will in 100 years, though.
Like, the scariest I've ever been was when I was in an airport in Dallas, and it was a tornado warning. I don't do tornado. Like, I can handle fires and earthquakes. That's what I'm accustomed to.
Yeah.
And they was like, everybody got to go in the bathroom because, you know, the Dallas Fort Worth got all those windows.
Yeah.
And so we all in the bathroom. I'm like, I went in the closet of the where they keep all the supplies. Yeah, I was like, bro, people were like, let me in. I was like, hey, man.
and that's the thing about it. I don't want a bunker in a nasty bathroom, bro.
You got it. The thing is, where you just got to go somewhere where there's no windows. Like that shit. It not only will the windows break, it'll snatch your ass about that bitch.
Yeah.
And that's the scariest part about it. If a tornado hit LA, we would all be fucked. We have no basement.
Yeah.
There's nothing to say. It would be awful. And there has been some tornadoes here, kind of recent because of the climate change shit. Yeah. Like even
it hit Hermosa. I think it hit Hermosa pretty good.
It was like in the middle of the city. It was just like a tornado. And it was like, what the fuck? The thing is, like with those, you kind of get some kind of prep because you can see the weather patterns happen. Growing up where tornadoes would happen, not that often, but like enough. Like we would get maybe one every summer. You could feel that air. That it's really weird because you'd be outside and be like, why is it humid? But it's like cool. Oh, and you'd be like, oh no.
Or it might just start hailing.
Yeah. The hail usually is an indicator like it's probably gonna happen.
It'd be hot. It's been out here.
Give me earthquakes.
I'm feeling myself, bro.
See, the thing about earthquakes that bothers me is that there's no prep.
There's no
you
warning.
Have zero idea.
Oh, it just wake you up out
it's
your
just
sleep.
Boom.
Now that logic I understand. People say that when I'd be like, how y'all live in Florida? How y'all live in East Florida? They'd be like, because they let us know it's coming. We got time to prepare.
You can see the
earthquake ain't no prep. But I'm like, in my whole life it's only been one that really was like.
And there's been hella hurricanes.
And it's,
we know all them niggas' names.
Right. ain't no earthquake names, bro.
I still get up and go to the doorway when there's an earthquake. Do y'all stay in bed?
I don't even be feeling that. Nah, I don't even.
I wake up and find out on social media. Yeah. Like, it was a quake. I was like, weird, for real?
Yeah,
I
mean,
like,
these edibles are great.
Let me get my ass up.
It's crazy that like.
The kids ain't. They sleep through all of them. They ain't got up once.
I think we had one last weekend.
Oh, we did?
They're fairly common.
Yeah, I didn't even...
Surprisingly, if you look up, you're like, oh, damn, it was earthquake like 10 minutes ago. And you'll have no idea because it's low. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to deal with that volcano.
Volcano is number one on my list for sure.
Yeah,
I don't want no part of
number one on my list for sure.
But I feel like we're not close to one, right?
Hawaii?
If Mount Rainier was a pop off, we all did. Like this whole.
Didn't they say there's one in like Yosemite?
Or are you talking about Yellowstone?
Yellowstone, yeah.
Yellowstone, yes. But the one that's in. like the Seattle area, that is that's the one. That's that the scary one.
Wait, so if, yes. so if Mount Rainier
were to pop off, that not the volcano lava, like that's what people we worry about, like the lava.
I can outrun a lava.
It's the ash. That ash is so toxic. That shit is
gonna block the sun for a long period of time.
It's that shit.
But we gonna die?
Just like fire. Yes. People think the fire is the dangerous part.
I know they'll die, but we gonna die all the way down here?
If it pops off enough, like they say it, because it's an active one and it hasn't popped in a while. It's very possible that like that trickle down.
It's got diarrhea just throwing up.
Man, volcanoes are scary as shit. Because then the other thing is, they tried, but it's really hard. Like the way volcanoes work, it's like earthquake. If an earthquake happens, then it's like, oh, it pissed off the volcano. Volcano's active, so it's not an earthquake, and then it does all this other shit. It's like a tsunami or anything. Like
I think the earth be just trying to tell us, like, hey, you niggas better chill, bro, before I start acting up.
Y'all
like,
don't be long here.
That's literally what it is.
Like, Mother Nature be taking off her belt. Like, hey, listen, nigga.
We've been doing messing up too much stuff.
Yeah. Y'all doing too
much. That's
kind of
how I felt when the windstorm was going on. I was like, I've never been in anything like this. It feels like there's hurricane-like winds. It's clear skies.
Yeah.
It's strange. And I was like, this is some crazy ass shit.
I think the urge just be trying to check it sometimes. Like, y'all better fucking relax.
This is kind of normal.
I can't breathe. It's smog everywhere. Like, chill out.
Normal. I ain't never felt this wind.
It's becoming more normal.
Growing up out here, the Santa Ana winds always.
It's always been a thing.
And if you walk to school, you used to have to walk all crazy.
Yeah. I think it's the.
But not like the winds like how I felt. I've never felt those kind of winds.
It wasn't always 100 miles an hour. That shit was crazy. That was intense.
But it's on top of that, it's like, all right, we haven't had any real rain either. It's like layers to the experience.
It was a perfect storm of things, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
I mean, bro, y'all realize that they just got a blizzard in fucking New Orleans?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I saw Texas.
But I see Texas right now.
Bourbon Street is fucking snowed out, bro.
It's not supposed to be like that.
Atlanta was fucking snowed in.
Yeah. Atlanta get, like, they... The thing is, like, Atlanta's not known for snow, but they can get it.
They get it.
But I'm saying, like, New Orleans,
that's
snow,
hot.
like they're getting a blizzard right
Dallas
now. That is not normal.
The planet
just missed three of them.
Bro.
We missed Dallas. We missed Colorado. We missed.
We just leaving every
Tulsa.
Time.
It's y'all fault.
Don't you bring that shit back here?
Yeah, it's y'all fault, bro.
Nah, man. When people shut down schools in Texas and all them other spots for a few,
they're not used to it.
No.
That should be.
They're not used to it.
The shit that the problem is that fucking ice. Like that's what the. Because I understand, I was in Atlanta,
bro.
When they,
this is not hard.
They don't have salt. Ice is different.
It's easy
though.
To get.
Ice is different. If they're not built for that.
Yeah.
They don't have the trucks and stuff.
Bro,
for that.
All we.
In New York, it snows.
But the thing
not,
is, like,
why
would
they have it?
Wait.
That's like people in the Midwest having an earthquake. For what?
It's a big ass shovel. It's a plow.
But they're not.
You don't need a bunch of this. One plow that goes up and down the street, dog. It's one plow.
They don't have
you go this way, you come back this way.
It's just a preparation thing. Like if a hurricane were to make it all the way up to Michigan, y'all not prepared for that shit. We need to have sandbags at the levees.
We would do the same shit they do in Florida. We just dip. That's exactly what we would just evacuate.
But no, it's different because
niggas would go to Canada. We're gone.
Them niggas can't cross state lines.
Yeah, they can't.
It's easy.
Is your passport good?
Them niggas in Detroit can't cross state lines.
I always forget that because you need a passport now.
You need a passport, bro.
But you didn't. You didn't.
If a hurricane were to hit Michigan, it's flooding a lot of that shit.
Yeah.
If you're near any water, it's going to flood that bitch out.
Bro, Florida is all water. We just dip. You just leave.
Florida has an infrastructure to work with
every region is built to handle their
thing.
Florida
be fucked up every year, and there's an infrastructure for this shit.
It's always the person that don't think it's gonna happen. If you look at Florida, you see the cars floating down the streets. You see gators going through the water. That's what Michigan would do.
I'm definitely not getting that water with them gators.
Hell no,
I'm not getting that water with them gators.
People be playing around. That shit is terrible.
Yeah,
we would just dip, dog.
I'm not Canada.
We're getting on my roof.
Why did they change that? Because you should just had a birth certificate and you could go.
Yeah, 9/11. 9/11.
Yeah.
I remember we used to just go anywhere with a birth certificate.
Yeah.
Does 9/11 count? That's a fucking disaster. That shit is.
Yeah,
it wasn't a natural
being
disaster.
Being on the East Coast when that shit happened, I was like, man, I don't
know. I wasn't there. I watched it.
Who watched that?
Awful.
Man, that's how ignorant I was. I ain't know what none of that was. I ain't know what the Twin Towers was. I knew none of it. I ain't know. It was like,
I wasn't
man.
Familiar with the Twin Towers like that.
Yeah, they were like the World Trade Center guy. Yeah. I was like, well, where is that at?
Yeah.
Oh. And they were like, you don't know? I'm like, well, it says world, nigga, so pick a spot. Like, it could be anywhere. We were talking about
it. I remember it was a big deal.
Yeah. But I remember I wasn't even, like, I was in the morning. We had a little TV in our kitchen. The kitchen TV, one of them little ones. Uh-huh. And I remember it was on every channel because I was trying to watch something else. I said, God, this is on every channel.
I was at school already.
Yeah, I was on my way to school.
I was at school too.
I was on my way to school. And I was just like, what is happening? It didn't really hit for me. And then I get to school and like nobody's at school. And like it was like gloomy as fuck that day. And I was like, what happened? So they was like, 9/11.
I mean, we watched that second tower hit.
I think most people watched it happen.
They just thought
because
it was
the
an
first
accident.
One, it just what the fuck,
yeah.
And then that happened. Then they was like, oh shit. Then they hijacked another plane. Then they hit the Pentagon.
So where were you at?
And then I was in Virginia, but like, I was just I had
five?
Family in New York. I was six.
Yeah,
but I was a six. I remember because I had
I was in high school.
Yeah, I was high school.
I was my freshman year of college.
I
was talking to my baby mama on the phone.
Were you were in New York at the time?
I was in L.A.
Okay,
she was in St. Louis, I believe, at the time.
No, man, it's insane. It's insane to see that. You know what? Being in the United States, bro, we have a lot of issues in this country, right? But it's always like not having to deal with a war at home. Like,
yeah. I think about that all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I think about that all the time.
Because especially being in LA, I'm like, we're right on the water.
Right on the water, and we a hospital.
If we got invaded, I think I might
people
join
coming
the other
here.
Side.
People coming here.
What you mean? What side are you joining?
Bro.
You do not look like the other side.
I might join, bro.
Yeah, you don't look like the other side.
I'm with y'all. Just teach me the ways.
What?
You're such a fucking...
Save self-preservation, bro.
DC.
I don't like these motherfuckers anyway sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. Every time we talk about like...
We should be slaves here.
When people be like, how did slavery happen? Niggas like that.
America would never be invaded.
But how did it start in Africa?
If DC did a 23andMe and traced his roots all the way back to the niggas who sold out Africa,
bro, absolutely.
If they take us over, what are we gonna do, bro?
Actually, Mafumbo Mumumbo, that was your great, 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 great.
And he in the picture going like
he got. I got one. Take this one.
With a little prove it hat on.
How we get in there? Oh, I'll show you.
And a grass skirt.
This way.
Oh, that's one thing I'd definitely be worried about.
No, I don't think we would get in there.
We bear arms.
I wouldn't be so arrogant about it. This is one of them kind of things like, obviously, we wouldn't want that to happen.
But it's also like other countries don't want to smoke with America. That's a lot you're going to take on because they're, I don't know. I know like for the government, security, national security is the biggest expenditure, right, that this country has, right? So it is more than prepared to blow the face off of some spot, which it has before, right?
So I believe somebody will blow us right the fuck back. Like,
but
that's the other thing
but
about
then,
it.
But even if you did it like how, you know, like what's the dude's name who bombed the Twin Towers?
Osama.
But it's like, it's going to be relentless to get you, you know what I mean? An organization who's not as easy to find, right? Like, they're not like a whole country where you can go, okay, we're going to go bomb Moscow. We're not going to go. And that's what sucks. We're like, even if it's Russia and Ukraine, it's like, man, nigga, you minded your business.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, they're going to invade. And it's like,
we have too many bases all over the world.
No, he's just saying, like, he's glad to live here. Like, living somewhere else, you just chilling. And then you got to deal with some. And here's the cool part. You ain't even got nothing to do with it. It's two dudes.
Yeah.
Who want to have a pissing contest.
Who won't be a part of it.
And then just.
They're be chilling.
Yeah.
The Ukraine president
was out in them streets. He was out in the tanks.
He was roaming around.
The way they're doing that Ukraine shit is like they just basically infiltrating them with our weapons and then turning them niggas into like neo-Nazis against Russia.
Yeah.
It's like a whole play about it.
Or even trying to get a base in over there promised we wouldn't in the World War II.
Same with Palestine, bro. It's just like you're minding your business.
Chilling.
Minding your business.
And people that make decisions just bombing your shit.
They've been going.
Invading
America will be tough, bro, because niggas got mad guns out here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
There's more guns than people in this.
So it's like, it is like, yeah, you can.
Yeah, once
you
get past the military, now you got to deal with the Crips.
Crips, Jim Bob and them, nigga.
Hey, man. That's what you got to worry about.
Jim Bob and them. Woo! It's our turn, baby.
Get like, they've been waiting, bro.
Yeah, they've been waiting. God
damn
it. I just
fear that them people not organized. That's the only thing
about it. Here's the thing, though. It's not going to take much to organize some people who already have guns. It's not going to take much to people be like, here's the plan. They're coming down the
And who want to be led and who get hopped up. Look at fucking when they storm the Capitol. Like, they just just need a reason. We can shoot. We can. Let's fucking go.
When you watch other countries be invaded, they're in their neighborhood streets. You know what I mean? It's not like they're only on. Like they're in their neighborhoods. Like, which is nuts to me. Like, there's tanks going down people's neighborhoods, bro.
That's crazy.
People live there.
You watch all these kids with switches on Instagram, you're like, oh goodness, if they invade,
good
here,
luck getting Chicago.
I go like, y'all can go, but I'm like, everybody
infrared beams when they go.
And you don't think America's gonna apply more Americans with guns? Not everybody gets a gun. Yeah. If they're gonna supply Ukraine and whoever else with guns, there's gunshots.
It's just I just worry about America's unite. Like they'll
unite for that.
America's really great uniting when it's not us against us.
Yeah,
when it's our only
issue is us. It's like other when it's other people, other everybody's like, God proud. Damn it! Yeah, like,
we not when not so much. Happens, all
I was the biggest American. I had a flag on my fist.
He got an eagle tattooed on his back.
I was riding with a flag on my fist.
It is very much American when it's time to protect America, and that's always been the case.
Everyone loved Bush. He was like, go get those motherfuckers.
Really was. Yeah,
and like, that,
really
that's was. Literally how it turned out.
Go
that's,
get those
need
motherfuckers.
Need an excuse. Yep.
And with Barack, they made black people feel like Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, it is that, dog. Like, those disasters that happen, people clean up. And then after a while, it fades. It's like, oh, yeah, I hate you because you're black.
After it's all gone, good fight, nigga.
Don't touch me. Tomorrow.
Now, lunch is off. I know we agreed, but it's I can't have you in
but
my
man,
house.
All them dudes, even back in the Civil Wars, white people fought black. Mm-hmm. I mean, side to side. All the time.
Protect America.
Always. Always. It is always.
That's when it's
thing.
Time for us to become American citizens.
Right, for sure.
Wartime. Yeah. You got the citizens now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
we need your blacks.
Mm-hmm. I don't really worry if there was like, I mean, it's not that I'm worried, of course, but if there was a war here, I go like, I put my money on America.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to do that either because it's just too much. That's too much.
Yeah, that's got extra
that's
guns
the moral
to throw.
Thing right. Like everybody, we all know everybody else got nukes, but nobody want to do that. Like,
yeah, nobody wants to do all
that.
The implications
of
that
is like, well, the world is gonna be over.
It's over.
You
ruined
the land. You want to take over?
It's over. Like yeah, much,
everybody.
As much
that's
as
the thing is, saying somebody that's that crazy, like I don't give a fuck. Everybody going.
We've shown we go too far.
Yeah, and everybody
yes,
Hiroshima,
absolutely.
Pearl Harbor. We show we go way we do way too much.
Petty.
Just then we'll put a museum there. No absolute new reason for that shit, bro.
Take their shit and put it in our museum.
Yeah, bragging about it.
Man, I had to do a book report on Hiroshima, dog. It was horrible. Just what I read, dog. And then I remember like
insane that and then you look how Japan is now. They like, basically baby America in a sense. Like they run in a similar instance.
They got a lot of money from America. America gave them a lot of money to help rebuild.
My bad.
Which also upsets me because this is my issue with us not getting reparations.
Right. Oh, because they give it to everybody else.
Because every other country, and granted, this is a very small amount, however, but when San Francisco or when they were imprisoning Asians, I think it was during that time, right? Yeah, they had imprisoned Asians during that.
Camps,
They all got, and it was a very low sum of money. I'm not going to talk like it was a lot. They got something.
Right.
Like, everybody got something except for us. Japan had enough money to...
They'd be like, what do you want? We gave you the NBA. What do you want? It's like, we gave you professional sports.
Equal rights.
Yeah, we gave you your barbecue
and
pits.
Then, and then it's like...
They gave us a lot, guys. Come on.
So,
come on, guys.
Because then I saw somebody talking about... it was this Indian dude, and he was like, I had to pretend to be black because my GPA wasn't where I wanted to be, so I pretended to be black so I can get affirmative action. I got into school I wanted to, right?
Oh, wow.
And everybody was like, well, that's black privilege. And I was like,
what?
The fact he still had to go earn something it defeats the whole idea of the privilege. I was like, you still have to go do something to get somewhere.
Privilege is give me something.
I'm born with this.
It's a given.
Give me something.
So they were all like, well, that's black privilege right there.
It's funny that he would rap it in that way. Like, I had to say that I was black for affirmative action. Like, it works for everybody else.
I was like, say you were Indian.
Right.
Like, you said you were Indian.
It works for you.
He panicked. Yeah. I'm going for the big dog.
Like, nigga.
And that's what they did. That's the same shit they did. They was like, we don't like affirmative action because it feels like it's biased towards
white people.
Yeah. No. Well, white people were saying, they were like, we want to get rid of affirmative action.
Right.
And then all the
didn't
other
they
minorities.
Get rid of it?
They
got rid of it, yeah.
All the other minorities were like, we don't like affirmative action because it seems like it's biased and it's letting more black people do things. And then black people were like, I don't think you guys really want to take away affirmative action because it kind of helps you. They're like, we don't believe that. Yeah. It took away affirmative action. And then they started getting denied more.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, oh, what the fuck? And it was like, well, we tried to tell y'all.
We tried to help you.
Like certain shit that works for other people actually can work in your favor as well. Right. And they don't too blind
hop
about
on the
racism
wave,
to know that they're working against their own shit.
They're too racist to be like, they're getting an opportunity and not us, but you were getting an opportunity.
Yep.
He's like, oh, yeah, you realize you're working against the same enemy. They hate you just as much. It just may seem like you might get a little more leverage.
Man, to go give all these billions to Ukrainians and black folks, still like, it's always a slap in the face.
That set the precedent of, if they gave black people reparations, bro, like, that would shift the economy so much. They know that shit was just not, like,
I mean, what would be a fair number we should all get?
$3.5 billion.
Whatever the fuck 40 acres and a mule was equivalent to money today.
I guess it depends on where you were.
Pretty much. That's, pretty much I'm thinking, like, bro, 40 acres and a mule for everybody they let go, that's insane.
We don't Alaska.
It's a lot.
That's insane. 40 acres is a lot of land,
that is
my nigga.
A lot of land, yeah.
So much land.
Yeah. 40 acres and a mule.
Per person. That's a lot of land.
200 years of slavery is a lot of time.
I get it. But I'm saying, like, realistically, they were never going to.
It's not going to be where you want it.
40 acres is a lot.
Give us something.
But I mean, if you have land, that's one thing. But then they fight and
right,
take it back.
Give us something.
Check this out. Here's a number we should look at.
Get a fair number. Give a fair number.
All right. First of all, I got to find out how many black people are in the United States, okay? So in 1836, over $600 million was directly derived from cotton produced by enslaved people.
$600 million.
Back then,
this is 1836.
1836, okay, 600
million. So what's that today?
We got to find out how much is $600 million.
$30 billion.
So we're going to find out how much 600 billion is.
Almost 200 years ago.
Is it billion or million?
Million. $600 million.
Back then.
Back in 1836. That's
1836?
Oh, yeah.
That's almost 200 years, bro.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a
600 million. Okay, wait. Let me
so that's the most random number. So
that's random.
I went and fought on.
That's probably lowballing, too.
Probably lowballing.
That is 780 million today.
That got it.
600 million.
Wait, Oh, no, wait.
I'll say, hold on.
Way more
than
that.
That shit went up like...
Oh, this is 1,000. No, sir. That's not what I asked you.
It was like, oh, well, we weren't really worth that much.
600 million.
Hold on, let me put it in. Okay, 600 million?
Uh-huh. 600 million.
Comma, 000. Comma, 000. That's
crazy.
That is...
Come on.
Can't even calculate this shit. It's not doing it.
And the numbers won't even go up there.
Let's see. How much is 600 million...
600 million.
It won't do it.
It said
it won't do it. They're like,
the government. Look, I'm putting it won't let me, it won't calculate
The government's like, we're not.
Yeah, we're not going to give you that. I'm going to give you niggas no idea.
It must be a nigger asking. Yeah. Don't let them know.
Let me see if I just do 6 million, then we can just.
What's the 600
million? Multiply.
Yeah, multiply.
Okay. 2 zeros.
Okay, 6 million now would be. Now they're on to me.
Now they're on to me. He already tried to find out.
Now they're on to me. I'm going to start over.
He'll never know.
I'm going to start over.
It took me $100 in 1836. It's $4,000 today. $3,300 today.
Okay, $6 million in 1836
was
today
how much?
Would be, let's see.
They know better, goddamn.
These niggas think they slick.
They over here sweating right now.
Siri over there, like the little slave.
Throwing y'all all, yeah.
It might be this. Let me try a different site. That one's not working.
Don't we just got to add zeros?
Yeah, but some of, you know, they have different ones that you can do the calculations on.
And so there's 41 million
black
people now.
So official data is the one that's tripping. It's not letting me do it.
I can't even put the fucking year in.
Yeah, it's not.
It's like, because you do like inflation calculator, it's only 1913.
How much is 1 million? From then till now.
Yeah.
What website were you on, Keon? I'm trying to figure
it out. How much is a million?
So dollars.com wouldn't let me do it. And then it goes to officialdata.org.
So this was, what year was this? 1839? Is 18, that what you said?
1836, I think he said.
36? 1836.
It will not do it.
It won't do it. I'm trying to do $6. It won't. Oh, okay. $6 is $203.
So that would be
$203
billion.
Yeah.
Well, we got to multiply that. Wait, you said six?
$6.
So then we got to multiply that times 100 million?
So that's 20.3
million. We got dick, bro.
So 203.62 times 100 million would be how much?
Wait, what'd you say? Okay, hold on.
We really got.
I don't even think I've ever said this number out loud.
Okay, so 203. Let's just say $203.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Times 100 million.
Times one.
That's 203 billion.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, 200.
Yeah,
we got played.
So
bro.
Then you have to divide that by how many black people there are. So how many black people are in America?
Wait, you said 203? Unless I did this
203
wrong.
203 billion.
203 billion.
This is 100 mil, right?
We got that.
No, it's 203.
203
so
times 100.
Who the black?
It's 20 billion. 20
billion. 20
billion, $300
okay.
million. Dollars.
Okay, now we're going to divide that by 41.
Million?
Million.
Million blacks.
Oh, we up.
We over here doing math.
That's almost a billion per person.
That's almost a billion per person.
How much we get?
Not a lot.
That's almost
not a lot.
$495.
Not a lot between all of us.
$495
between all of us.
No, that's
no
wrong.
Way. That's wrong.
That's not
right at all.
We're probably getting $495,000.
Yeah.
No, because it has the point.
The
right
decimals
there.
Right here. That's what the decimals.
No,
right.
But you did.
I'm
look,
not splitting no $419 with you, nigga.
I'm gonna do it. Look, this is the number I got divided by 41 million.
Yeah. Right, we said $203.
You said $400.
We said 500.
Nigga, why? Mike, these numbers are too big.
203. This is 100 mil, right?
Yeah, we all failed.
Okay, this is 20.3 billion, right?
Yeah.
It's 20.3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
You buy it for 41 mil, right?
Yeah.
What you right? doing with your $495?
Hell no, bro.
What you doing with your $495?
You got $495. But all of us together, right, as a team, we all have $20 billion now.
What you doing with your
$495? Niggas don't agree on nothing.
That's what they talk about, the spending power.
Can't get us all in the same.
I mean, but that was just what the work we were doing was worth. That right. In that particular one instance.
Right. That was just that was just
what we were looking on.
That was just from cotton. Yeah. Not, just from cotton. Not from tobacco.
How much is 40 yeah, acres worth?
We get $495,
bro. I don't know. We
got to factor. What you doing with yours?
We got to factor in tobacco.
Three pair of J's.
$495.
You see.
That's
hell no. The whole thing after the war, the Reconstruction era and shit like that, that shit shook up so much shit. It's like you had the opportunity.
Even if they
to
rounded
get
up, we get $500 a piece.
That's crazy, bro.
But the cool part is they won't even give us that. That's give us 500 a piece, bro.
It would be what is 40 acres in the mule worth.
That's funny.
Give us 500 a piece.
They don't want to put a number on what that work, like all of that slavery was worth.
Yeah, because there was no labor. That's just how
then
much.
Then you got to go plus trauma.
Plus
okay,
trauma,
we want
inflation
that.
Of trauma,
yeah.
And land that
that's
they took.
That's another $600, $600
land they took, communities they burned down, families destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, how much is every murdered black person?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Father's out of the home.
Mm-hmm.
That's disappointing, bro. $495.
It's way too many black folks
But that's,
now.
Like I said, this is one industry. That's just cotton.
Yeah.
And these are
yeah,
super
we did
rough.
Hold
we did a lot of
other
shit.
Shit.
Rough
yeah.
numbers. Yeah.
So just off cotton, so we get a $500 cotton check.
What about yeah. we watch your kids?
And then yeah, so you gotta
it's
factor
so
in everything.
Shit,
yeah,
you gotta factor in the farming check,
the farming,
babysitting check.
Tobacco was a big field.
Tobacco check, trauma check, father out of the home check, abuse check,
killing you know me check.
Yeah,
killed
yeah.
a bunch of us.
Yeah, insurance check.
How much do you get for what was it called? Butt breaking? What was that?
Butt
yeah.
breaking. Oh, that, check. That was the
man,
most.
This is $600 mil yeah. right there.
I need my money.
Yeah, so
butt break me.
What? Keep your money. Don't buck break me.
You gonna buck break me?
So
I need that goddamn
we
check,
baby. That 500
spread
by
these
else.
Cheeks open. I need that check.
So just from cotton is 500, and then we'd have to factor in everything else.
That's rough. Yeah, 203 boy. Bill would have been what another. We say whatever.
That would have been 495. No, $4,950.
Okay, okay. Let's look at something else. Okay, let's look at something else.
Why are all the races we got to get done today?
You know.
Let's see how much a slave was worth back in 1865.
No, how much did that's? We should try to see.
Oh
how
yeah,
much
no. That's actually a good.
That's a good
what
one.
They was paying per slave?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Man, they were paying
$2, bro.
No, it's worth more than two.
Because you know it had to go up once they made it illegal. Niggas had to be. You'd be like,
yeah, the black market slaves?
I got these slaves.
They still have
no, it would probably make more sense when it was legal.
Yeah.
I'm going to put
get a better calculation.
There ain't gonna be no black market thing.
I'm going to put 1860. Okay, here we go. Virginia advertised slaves.
So it's like
crazy.
Cows.
Cattle. Jesus. 1861, they advertised slaves from between $1,300 to $1,600. Okay.
Wow,
so,
back then.
So let's say I'm top tier slave. Okay.
Yeah. That's LeBron.
That's
LeBron. Rampage Jackson.
That's Black Angus B.
Like, you know what I mean?
That's a lot of money, yeah. bro.
So how much was what is it? How
that's
much was
Wagyu slave?
1800. Is that what I said?
That was in
said, yeah, 13.
Eight. You said 13 to 18, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, 13 to 18. How much was $1,800 in what? I said 1861.
Wagyu slave is hilarious.
Wagyu slaves is wild. It's
a different. So what's the math on? What,
why do they do this?
What are we worth now? Okay. So
that's
so,
good money back then. $1,500.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. For one.
That's a little bit less than a car.
So it's $64,000 today.
$64,000.
Wait, that's where did you get that from?
It says CPI inflation calculator. You put an $1,800 for in 1861 today. It says $64,000.
Okay, so $64,000 plus $500.
Wait, hold on. This is nuts.
Then if you want,
this is nuts, bro.
That's per person, right?
$1,800 in 1860 is equivalent purchasing power to about $68,000. Slaves was not
cheap. That's kind of what.
It's like that's a lot of money, bro.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's yes. Yeah, hell my Tesla yeah. Is $60,000. I go like,
would you
shit.
Take a slave or a Tesla?
A slave,
but that just tells you the that's return the value, on investment is like, crazy. Yeah, sure. The value saying. Of a slave,
right? So then you got to add money on that. What
technically,
you get from
looking
it?
At it, it's like
so we also get $100,000.
We also get at the very minimum $68,000 at the very.
But you gotta, on average plantation, how many slaves did they have,
bro? See, a that's lot. Another thing.
You know what I mean?
A bunch
depends on how large the plantation is.
You might a only lot. Have enough money
they
for one.
Be having hundreds.
Could you?
Hundreds, huh?
Hundreds. And motherfuckers will have hundreds.
I say,
hundreds.
I say a minimum.
But then you
minimum
get to keep
be
the
baby.
You get to keep the babies too.
Oh yeah, when you get you, to breed they were breeding them. All, yeah.
$100,000 minimum
then
per
you
person.
Sell off like two a year.
Not for a family per yeah. person.
I mean, so this you, is per person.
So if you're in a household, like my household, should get $400,000.
Plus, if you bred slaves, oh my god, bro, he was banking. He was banking.
Because
you can't breed cars. I can't put my car together.
Car,
right,
yeah.
Right. So you have more money.
They just, it was literally like having a slave was literally a money
that's
machine.
A business.
They looked at you it's like beyond that because not only is it like there's value in them because of what they are. Like I have a slave. It's like you do whatever the fuck I want you to do.
Right,
you are going to tend to the land. You're going to take care of the animals. You're going to create some crops. You will create children. You're going to feed my family. Right. You're going to clean up. That's free labor.
Yeah, and sex.
It's, yeah. Right. Yeah, it's all kinds of shit. It's fucked up.
That's why they got
and entertainment.
All that wealth. All that generational wealth they
the
have.
The thing that they have talked about doing the reparation shit, and it usually gets shot down, obviously, but they talked about it, but it's like proving. They want people to like prove like you're descended of a slave.
Bitch, and that's, here's my fucking proof, motherfucker.
And that's the and that part is obviously the hardest part because they weren't keeping track of where we were from or where or any like none of that shit. We don't know.
Yeah.
After a while, like nigga, I don't know. Like I could go back to my great grandma and just get murky.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's that kind of shit on top of it.
That's crazy, bro.
So what's the number?
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm not like it's a mil at least, nigga. But they're not gonna do that.
No, you can't give every nigga $1 million. It's not gonna happen. $41 million from an isolation. It's not. We're not doing that. They're not going to do that. They're going to be like, "All right, you guys. It's cheaper for us to kill you all.
Why can't you give every nigga $1 million?
Because the government is going to be like, we're never going to give you guys that much money. No. We're never going to do that.
Plus, I don't trust every nigga with $1 million.
That's what I thought he was going.
No.
I don't.
Here's
the thing. I don't give a fuck what you do with your money.
Yeah, I don't give.
Yeah,
I don't
once
give
you
fuck.
Blow it, that's on you.
I don't think
it's gonna be in Vegas. That shit's gonna be right back in there.
Vegas economy.
Oh my
change.
God, the
immediately
parlay.
Louis Vuitton.
Oh my God, dog. Goodness. I hope not. This
niggas,
should be every.
I mean, that Chappelle episode is not far fetched.
I mean,
niggas would.
Please no. Please no. We could do
so.
So
what's the number? We have to say a number.
I'm saying $1 million, man. I literally can't think of something.
Your black ass ain't worth $1 million, Amir. Okay.
Your
black ass ain't worth $1 million.
That's what
you can't live shit. $1 million's fair to ask for, but we gotta be realistic.
Like, what's a realistic
number?
Like,
I'm being realistic.
You can't send Amir into negotiations, dog.
You gonna have us lose all the money, Amir.
Wait, if you're like
look,
a
man, you
butt.
Go big, you start big, nigga. Come on,
yeah, you go down.
If you're like
you
a
start
butt.
Low already, they be like,
they're gonna be like, yeah. All right.
So we start at $500,000.
I'm starting at $1 million.
No, the bucks get $1 million. It's like that. They do a calculation off of how much work you could have done.
Okay.
I got
a strong back, bro.
Money.
I'm mad strong. DC, he ain't worth nothing because his Achilles
broke.
He got Achilles problem.
I want my money.
Nah, man.
I need my cut, baby.
You can't get that.
They're not going to give me shit because I ain't.
Yeah, Amir.
I'm going to get killed. I'm sorry. I'm going to get killed in the field. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
DC would have been in the house, so he would have been telling on all of us.
This ain't going in the house.
Not his black ass. He ain't going in there.
Keon would be the only one in there. Keon and Amir would be in the house.
What you mean? Samuel Jackson's about your complexion. He was in the house.
Because that's because of how he was. Like, yeah, how he was.
But DC saying he would be that. He'll be that.
So he raises.
Who that nigga on that nag?
If you talking to you, like, how you learn how to read? Nigga. How you learn how to read?
You know what they should do? Here's what they should do. At the very least, they should do this for every black person. They should give every black person minimum $1,000 when they're born, okay? They should automatically have to put that into some kind of mutual fund thing that grows, okay? Then from there, you got to wait like 20, 25 years. Ooh. Never mind, because they'll try to kill us more.
Yeah, ain't no guarantee you're going to live that long.
They should give out free schooling.
It should keep, that should happen also, but it should keep.
Definitely should happen. Free medical, too.
Being able to get passed down. Free medical, free schooling. But it should be something for you to be able to build some wealth.
Free land. That's why the land. I think the land.
Land makes sense. Yeah, but the land where it is matters.
It's going to be in Alaska.
We're back to Alaska.
Yeah.
Because you can get mad land in Wyoming for mad cheap. You're not going to want to live there.
They're not gonna put it somewhere where.
Here's the thing, right? You
know, ain't gonna put it somewhere. Here's the thing.
But check this out. When we there,
that's what I'm saying.
If you gave
every black person money, we all went to Wyoming. Would be the most popping motherfucking place, right? And no, everybody would want
to
come there.
Everybody would want to come there.
A lot of that.
We moved the culture.
I don't really like going to Atlanta like that.
We would move the culture, but Atlanta popping though.
Look,
we moved the culture.
You're thinking Atlanta, Georgia. It's a flat place. Okay, we're talking about a very mountainous area. Okay.
I've been out there.
They give you a bunch of mountain land. It's not all mountains.
Like,
sure.
Like if they gave us like Montana.
So it depends on what they give you, because there's mountains in Montana.
We'd have houses
but there's
in
also
the
a
hills.
Lot of flat land.
You just, hey, houses on my Montana mountain.
You get 41 million niggas a place of land, and it could be. It's going to pick up and it's going to turn into something.
The spot.
It's our choice, or are they making us do this, or are we going?
Because we're saying, like,
you think of every major city in America, who turned it to the spot?
Us, for sure. Yeah, we make everything hot. Yeah. We make everything fashionable.
But where you are matters. The land they actually allow you matters, because they're not going to give us some nice.
Oh,
shit.
They don't give us Lancaster.
They're not giving you nothing flat. They're going to give you some mountainous shit you can't build on. Go ahead, try to take these mountains down.
What is the shade states that all lie behind the mountains where you can't really grow?
That's probably all up in there. That's probably all that. It's Colorado.
But no matter what, we're resourceful. We're going to turn something dope.
Nigga, we shouldn't have to be resourceful or some shit like
there
that.
There won't be any blow up natural resources, just strip clubs and soul food.
That shit ain't going to work.
No oil rigs. No reserves. Ass shaking.
No, but we would still. Even
it definitely would have to be. We would need generations of like the older people to really guide us, like, bro.
That,
like,
and,
we don't
see
them niggas now.
And to be honest, they need to. whenever we go to this black area, I need you niggas to stay over there. Like, we gonna be over here.
It's still you gotta be a separation of niggas.
Niggas gotta be over there, because y'all not coming over here fucking our shit up.
That's
bro.
The new segregation.
Yeah, it's gonna be a new segregation.
It's gonna be some racism.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it's gonna be some.
It's gonna be classism. Oh, yeah. Like, you niggas stay over there.
I'm gonna own me a slave.
We got slavery back.
All right, slavery
damn. Hey, black people should be allowed. The right, at the very least, to have some slaves.
Yeah, if anybody can own some slaves, it should be us. Oh,
at least for 400 years to make it even, dog.
But now we enslave the new people.
Well, I mean, whatever. That's their fight.
I wouldn't, not my own.
No, I couldn't do it.
You gotta catch another.
Oh, I can have a slave. Don't get me wrong.
You got to mix some races together and just make a new people, man. You got to go have some Asians smash some Africans, and they got to go smash some Filipinos, and they got to go smash some. You know what you want to do. You got to get them Tongans and them Samoans.
Oh, absolutely.
You ain't going to be able to turn them.
Build a super race.
I just read something that they're bigger naturally, biologically. They have like 50% of them, something like that, have a certain type of DNA that just makes them bigger. They're naturally born that way in their blood, bro. Crazy.
Imagine a bunch of rocks walking around. Dwayne Rock Johnson, bro.
That's who I want to enslave.
Hell of them. No, who wouldn't happen? No, you just mix with them. You just.
Yeah, that's how we get into them. I got you.
You just mix with them, you know what I mean?
That's what we say, like, we're
you
homies.
You don't slave them, because they cool as fuck.
They cool as
fuck. That's the one you're going to have to buck break, right?
DC? Nah.
All right. Where we at? Jason Momoa.
That's the one we have to buck break.
All right, DC, where you at next week?
January 31st, pull up on us at the Miller Theater in Augusta, Georgia.
And then we're going to pull on down to the Peace Concert Hall, Greenville, South Carolina, February 1st for the Wild Child Tour, man. Get your tickets, MarlonWayansOfficial.com. Or no, MarlonWayans.com. Get your tickets.
One more city right there.
Oh, People's Bank Theater, February 7th. That's Marietta, Ohio.
Marietta.
Come say hi, because we come to say Ohio.
Marietta. Gregory?
Oh, man. At Craig Wayans on everything. I'll be at those dates, too. What are they? Augusta, South Carolina.
You be hanging out with the people after?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing the meet and greet. Mm-hmm. Every now and again, somebody will scream my name and scare the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Greg! I'm like, huh? yeah, it's good times, man. It's good times.
I'm with the best Wayans of the game, bro. February 5th, I'm with Shantae Wayans in Ontario, Cal, the Improv. San Jose, Cal, the Improv. February 19th, I'm with the Mic Drop in Plano? I always say Plano.
Get it wrong.
February 25th. Because I read it like it's supposed to be in Spanish. It looks to me. It looks like Plano, not Plano. You know what I'm saying? Anyways. And then February 22nd, I'm in Boise, Lounge at the End of the Universe with Miss Shantae Wayans.
Hey.
Keon Poli, what you got cracking?
Tomorrow night, get your tickets. I'm at Flappers.
Me too.
Flappers in Burbank. Keon Poli and friends, get your tickets for that. KeonPoli.com.
Inappropriate jokes.
check out all my dates I got coming up. I'm coming to Detroit, Chicago, Houston, Atlanta. Where the blacks? I'm coming. Where all the black blacks. Populations? I'll be there. And then some other spots too.
Wyoming.
Adding dates as we go. Some of y'all, you know, I ain't gonna fuck with you again right now.
You said
I get famous. Certain cities, I just can't. I'm not gonna let them stress me out. So I am coming out this year. I'm not doing it as hard as I did last year because it's too stressful to beg people to come and prove it.
Prove a game.
You know what I mean? Wildly Inappropriate. Check that out. We're on all streaming sites now. YouTube page. All this stuff. Me, Gary Anderson, Keenan Baker. It's growing every week. People enjoying the conversations. It's super funny and insightful. All that stuff. I think that's it.
Oh, yeah. Lacron and Chaz. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad. Come mess with us.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's over.
We out.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.